Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Diet. Tasmania has recorded three new coronavirus cases from a repatriation flight as the state prepares to welcome more international passengers. The woman and two children arrived on Sunday from India, and they have been sent to the Royal Hobart Hospital for further assessment. Premier Peter Gutwin says he expected COVID-19 cases in hotel quarantine.
As all international arrivals have been treated as potentially positive COVID cases since arrival, with robust infection prevention and control measures in place at all times.
Victoria has reached 40 days without any new coronavirus cases and no further deaths recorded. The state's revamped hotel quarantine program restarted this week for overseas travellers to spend 14 days in isolation. It's the first time international flights have landed in Victoria since June, with 1,120 arrivals expected each week. Australia is extending its ban on cruise ships for three more months because of the overseas coronavirus risk. The suspension of domestic and international cruises was due to end this week, but it will continue until mid-March. Some limitations on outbound international air travel are also being extended. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham has accused China of undermining free trade through sanctions on Australian goods. Senator Birmingham has raised concerns about the targeted nature of the measures and whether China is adhering to World Trade Organization rules. Simon Birmingham says the government remains committed to open ministerial dialogue and constructive relations with China.
Australia has raised these concerns with Chinese officials on multiple occasions in both Canberra and in Beijing, and has asked the Chinese government to engage on these matters at officials and ministerial levels.
The Transport Workers Union is challenging a Qantas plan to outsource 2,000 workers in what could be a legal test case against the airline. The law firm, Maurice Blackburn, has launched the action for the union, arguing the airline's proposal is unlawful under the Fair Work Act. National Secretary Michael Caine says some workers didn't apply for redundancies before the airline revealed its staff replacement plans.
And we're going to take Qantas on because this is not how Australians who built the spirit of Australia should be treated. And to do that, we've engaged Maurice Blackburn.
Community leaders and members are gathering to remember the lives lost in the White Island volcano disaster, 1 year after the tragedy in New Zealand. 22 people died, and the regulator found some parties failed to meet health obligations in taking tourists to the island. Local Mayor Judy Turner says it's time to pause and remember the victims, survivors, and the families who lost relatives last December.
We'll remember those who have passed. We will think of the survivors, thank those who were responders, acknowledge those who continue to care for and support the injured.
Formula One driver Lewis Hamilton says he's experienced one of his hardest weeks in some time after contracting COVID-19. The world champion missed the Sakhir Grand Prix after his diagnosis a week ago. The Briton has posted a message of support online to his fans.
Just been focusing on recovering and trying to get back in shape so I can get back in the car and race the final race in Abu Dhabi.
I'm Greg Diet. This is SBS News in easy English.